And it's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Always nice to be here, having seen a movie. And I did see a movie along with my husband, who loves to see movies almost as much as I do. So we typically go together. Anyway, the one movie that we saw this week is called Disclosure Day, and it is probably the most recent Steven Spielberg movie in a long time. Yeah, Disclosure Day, and it, as one of the, well, several people have said, it relooks at a number of the things that Spielberg has been concerned about having to do, you know, science fiction in a long time. But it's been a while since he's done this, and it is a big budget movie. It's about 2.5 hours long, so you don't go there and expect to get out anytime soon. But it is, I think, ultimately worth it. And it's not, I think, a movie that you would be happy waiting until it arrives on your home screen, because it's a big movie and there's much happening. There's several very exciting chase scenes. One in particular where Emily Blunt, who is superb in this movie, by the way, she's generally good in whatever she does, but this really is her movie in many ways. She and Josh O'Connor end up riding along on a train, but they're in a broken up car. So in any event, it was that scene alone, that couple of scenes alone, is almost worth the price of admission. So I'll just tell you who's in the movie, for one thing. It is Emily Blunt, who plays a kind of a weather girl, and Josh O'Connor. Colin Firth actually plays the bad guy, and a young actress who I've seen a little bit, but not much, named Eve Hewson. And finally, Coleman Domingo, who is another amazing actor. And if you've never seen Coleman Domingo in anything, you actually can still see him. He plays the dad, Michael Jackson's dad, in the movie about Michael Jackson, which is now playing in theaters. He, too, is pretty much always good in what he does. I mean, always. So he's someone to look for. The first four actors I mentioned, Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, Colin Firth, and Eve Hewson, all play Americans, and they're all British in reality. So it's kind of fun to see, okay, everybody get your best American accent polished and out there. The story involves a change, kind of a change in life. There's, things are going very badly in the world, and it's closing in on what it seems is going to be an announcement of World War III. But that's not what the movie focuses on. The movie focuses on what's happening in the lives of the Emily Blunt character, Margaret Fairchild, and Josh O'Connor, who have had kind of strange childhoods and things that they don't remember. And now Margaret Fairchild, who is on TV, she is, as I said, kind of a weather girl or a meteorologist, if you like. And she is starting to speak in languages that either nobody knows or only she knows. And it's like, what is going on? And she's having all kinds of issues. Eventually she connects up with Josh O'Connor, who is working for a giant and awful company called Wardex, which is run by Colin Firth. I said he's the villain. And Coleman Domingo and Josh O'Connor are the people who are doing their best to stop the company in its tracks, because it is ready to just overturn the world and lead to World War III and so on. So you have 2.5 hours of a few people, the ones I've just mentioned, and a few others who are trying to do their best to make life different, and to do this, they feel like they need to have to disclose what has actually happened in the past, having to do with extraterrestrial encounters. So, not going to give away a whole lot, except to say that it is very well done. Long, which is not my favorite kind of movie, but very well done, super duper performances. And the story, and when the visuals, of course, are amazing, because it is, after all, a Spielberg movie. And it's one of those movies that you can think about for quite a while afterwards and think, wow, how do I feel about that? Am I happy that this is out there? And the answer is, well, you should be, but maybe you won't be. It's unfortunate that it's such a long movie, because if you wanted to see it again and pick up on some of the bits that you may have missed the first time around, it's a long sit down, even though the theater, the seats rather in the Maison de Cinema theater are, in some of the theaters, amazing, easy to fall asleep in. So my recommendation is, yes, definitely. Just, you know, gird your loins, get some popcorn, and go see this movie, especially if you are at all a Steven Spielberg and or science fiction aficionado. It is not just science fiction, though. There's quite a lot more to it than that. Another reason why I would say, yep, you should absolutely go and see it. There are a few movies starting soon, which will be at the Maison de Cinema. And so I think there are good things coming this summer. One of them is Supergirl, which looks like quite a lot of fun. And The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's version of The Odyssey, which is, again, bigger than life. So I don't think we'll have any difficulty finding movies to watch this summer, which is fortunate, because occasionally the movies are, there's a bit of a famine movie-wise, and we end up seeing movies that we didn't particularly want to see, which can sometimes actually turn into wonderful movies. There was a horror movie that we saw recently that turned out to be terrific. Anyway, so the only thing I have left to say about movies is that the website, the way I usually find out what is playing at the Maison de Cinema, where, and all the information about it, was on their website. And they have tampered with the website, and I could not get it to work properly. I may have to either contact them and figure out how to do that, or just keep playing with it. But just so you won't be surprised if you too rely on using the website for the Maison de Cinema to get you information about the movies, it is all different and pretty much impenetrable to me at the moment. But I'm hoping to have that fixed in the next little while. Okay, so again, go see Disclosure Day. I don't think you'll be disappointed, and it might kind of open you up to some possibilities that, in today's sort of not so cuckoo political situation world, you may need this. It may actually help you deal with some of the realities that are happening today. But if not, it's just a cracking good movie. Okay, so that's about it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and have a good week. Talk next week.
Thank you.